You're listening to China Africa Talk.
Jambo, ni Bridget akikuletea kipindi kinachohusiana na China na Afrika.
Vous écoutez le dialogue sino-africain avec Bridget.
Everything China, everything Africa.
Olá, você está ouvindo China Africa Talk com Bridget.
سيدتي وسادتي مرحبا بكم في الحوار الصيني العربي مع بريتشيت.
You're listening to China Africa Talk. I'm your host, Bridget Mutambirwa, coming to you from the Chinese capital in Beijing. China's President Xi Jinping exchanged congratulations with President Denis Sassou Nguesso of the Republic of the Congo on the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations. The two leaders agreed to further develop bilateral ties and jointly build a high-level China-Africa community with a shared future. The past 60 years have witnessed the continuous deepening of political mutual trust and the steady progress of practical cooperation between China and the Republic of Congo, bringing tangible benefits to the people of the two countries. So what legacies of this friendship and cooperation stand as a testament to their mutual ties over the past six decades? And moving forward, in which areas do opportunities lie in favor of both parties? I'm joined online by guests Dr. Firmin Kinzonza, founder of the think tank Africa 2025 Solutions, and Dr. Li Shuedong, director of the Center for East African Area Studies, Institute of African Studies at Zhejiang Normal University. We'll begin with you, Dr. Kinzonza. Dr. Kinzonza, 2024 marks the 60th anniversary of diplomatic ties between China and the Republic of Congo. What legacies of this friendship and cooperation stand as a testament to the two countries' mutual ties?
Well, what I can say basically is that Congo is very happy with such a relationship. After all the 60 years of cooperation, we can say that we are left with good things, no political interference, mutual respect, mutual trust. The number one enemy of industrialization or the development of African countries is America with its cohort of organizations such as IMF and the World Bank. Because after 6 years of African countries implementing their recommendations, none of them has emerged as either a developing country or a developed country. But if you take the case of a country like South Korea, within 15 years, South Korea moved from underdeveloped country to the 10th economic superpower in the world. So this is the type of thing we are really after. And we strongly believe that if we can clearly define many areas of cooperation with China, China will be of a big help for us to move forward.
Over to you, Dr. Li. Dr. Li, could you walk us through and reflect on the past and recent collaborations between China and the Republic of Congo?
Collaboration between China and the Republic of Congo has spanned various sectors, including infrastructure development, trade, energy, and education, and so on. Here are some examples of past and recent collaborations between the two sides. Firstly, infrastructure. Since the establishment of diplomatic relations, China has successively provided complete sets of projects for Congo, including hydropower stations, urban water supply systems, university libraries, China-Congo Friendship Hospital, and so forth. One notable project is the Brazzaville-Kinkala Highway, which was completed with Chinese assistance. This dream road, also known as the National Highway 1, is a landmark project of cooperation between the two countries. Secondly, trade and economic cooperation. Since 1982, Chinese companies have started contracting labor services in Congo. China is one of the Republic of Congo's key trading partners, particularly in the oil and the mining sectors. Chinese companies have invested in oil exploration and mining projects in this country, contributing to economic development and cooperation. Thirdly, education and training. China has been involved in providing scholarships and training opportunities for Congolese students and professionals. Many Congolese students have studied in Chinese universities through scholarship programs, fostering academic exchanges and knowledge sharing. Fourthly, agricultural cooperation. Here I may set a typical example. In 2023, the Chinese Academy of Tropical Agricultural Sciences established the first overseas science and technology center in the Republic of Congo, which will better play the role of a national level agricultural research institution, continuously promote the upgrading of the agricultural industry in Republic of Congo. Overall, the collaboration between the two sides has been multifaceted, covering various sectors of mutual interest. Both countries have worked together to promote economic development, infrastructure growth, and human capital development.
Dr. Kinzonza, China and the Republic of Congo have engaged in several agriculture projects, and some of which have just been highlighted by Dr. Lee. For example, the China-aided agriculture technology demonstration center in Brazzaville has been working to improve local production over 10 years, and the Chinese Academy of Tropical Agriculture Sciences established its first overseas science and technology center in Congo. How significant have these projects been to the people of the Republic of Congo, and what role could such projects play in promoting high-quality development and South-to-South cooperation?
Thank you. I think for each of the areas, the most important thing is to start with the objectives we want to achieve. For example, when it comes to agriculture, for the last 10 years, we have seen very good projects in terms of cooperation with China. But now the question is, since for the last 2 to 3 years, Congo has been importing, in terms of foodstuff, something like $1 billion, which means every year we are losing $1 billion because we have to buy foodstuff abroad. So time has come maybe to say, okay, we'll invest with our cooperation with China, we'll invest a lot in agriculture, but having in mind an objective such as maybe the next 3 years, instead of importing $1 billion of foodstuff, let us invest in such a way that after 3 years, it can come down in half a billion, and then the following years, maybe to come down to $100 million, something like that. So this will really make a difference, because in case not, we will be investing in many agricultural projects. People will see those things in terms of people being involved in those projects, in terms of seeing in the market a lot of foodstuffs. But what is the impact on the objective of reducing the imports of those foodstuffs? Maybe the government in Brazzaville should now sit down and say, okay, let us have some objectives for the next 5 years, so that we can really use in a good manner the technology of China in agriculture.
Okay. Dr. Lee, in your opinion, what have been the highlights of the people-to-people exchanges between the two sides, and how best can China partner with the Republic of Congo to promote academic exchanges between youth of the two countries?
And for me, the highlights of people-to-people exchanges between China and the Republic of Congo include cultural exchanges, educational cooperation, and mutual understanding between the two sides. It is worth mentioning that in April 2010, the students' exchange program between China and the Republic of Congo, represented by the construction of the Sino-Congolese Friendship Primary School in Yushu, Qinghai Province, after the Yushu earthquake, exemplified the shared spirit of solidarity and mutual assistance in the Sino-Congolese friendship. These exchanges have helped strengthen relationships, promote cultural awareness, and facilitate academic collaborations to leverage partnership with the Republic of Congo to promote academic exchanges between the youth of the two countries. China can take several steps. First one, scholarship programs. China can offer scholarships to Congolese students to study in Chinese universities, fostering academic exchanges and building a pool of talented individuals with cross-cultural experiences. Secondly, exchange programs. Establishing exchange programs between universities in China and the Republic of Congo can facilitate the exchange of students, researchers, and faculty members, providing opportunities for collaborative research and learning. Thirdly, joint research projects. Encouraging joint research projects between academic institutions in both countries can promote knowledge sharing, innovation, and academic excellences. Fourthly, cultural events and forums. For example, organizing cultural events, seminars, and forums that bring together students and academics from China and the Republic of Congo can promote cross-cultural understanding and academic collaboration. Lastly, language programs. Promoting the learning of Chinese language in the Republic of Congo and vice versa can enhance linguistic skills and facilitate communication between youth from both countries. By investing in these initiatives and fostering strong partnerships with the Republic of Congo, we can create a conducive environment for academic exchanges and contribute to the development of youth from both sides.
Ever wondered what's actually going on in Africa through the perspective of an African? How are things really going between China and Africa? What's the narrative of this relationship? Well, get a perspective with China Africa Talk. Hear from African diplomats, entrepreneurs, academics, Chinese natives, and more. Get on our wavelength every week to find out what's real with China Africa Talk. Find us on your favorite podcast. We'll see you there. Dr. Kinzonza, could you shed some light on China's medical assistance to the Republic of Congo? How significant is it?
Yes, China's assistance in the medical sector has been highly appreciated. If I can give one example and move later. Medical doctors from China came to educate their partners in Congo by saying that every time you have a case, a medical case, don't believe that it is only through scientific side you can find a solution. So we saw them before starting, in case they're dealing with a very complicated case, they start by praying. And after praying, they will now treat the patient. So this is something medical doctors in Brazzaville have come to realize. Then generally speaking, here we also have the same issue. We have a lot of our patients who are year by year sent abroad for treatment, basically in France, South Africa, and Morocco. So here also the idea is why not set an objective such as to reduce the number of evacuation of patients abroad for treatment from maybe 10 to half within the next 2 years. This involves equipping the main hospitals with appropriate technical platforms. This is something Benin Republic is already doing, and also Niger Republic, to equip the main hospitals so that they can bring down the number of patients which can be sent abroad for treatment.
Dr. Lee, as with any long-term relationship, the partnership between China and the Republic of Congo faces its share of challenges from economic disparities to global uncertainties. However, moving forward, in which areas do opportunities lie in favor of both parties? What's your observation?
Okay. As we may see that in the 60 years long friendly cooperation between China and the Republic of Congo, we have faced various challenges from economic disparities to global uncertainties. Nevertheless, the future still presents several areas that offer mutually beneficial opportunities for both sides. First one, infrastructure construction and development is a key area. According to World Bank reports, the African continent requires up to $93 billion a year in infrastructure investment. China's technology and experience in this field, especially in the construction of roads, bridges, and power infrastructure, can help accelerate the development progress in the Republic of Congo. We're also providing market and investment opportunities for Chinese enterprises. Secondly, agricultural technology cooperation and food security are also focal points for future cooperation. The Republic of Congo boasts rich agricultural resources, but due to limitations in technology and management levels, output and efficiency have not reached their potential. China's advancement in agricultural technology and management, including planting techniques, irrigation systems, and agricultural product processing, can help improve agricultural productivity in the Republic of Congo, achieving food security and sustainable agricultural development. Last one, the cooperation in the field of energy and mineral resource development offers tremendous opportunities. According to data from International Energy Agency, Africa's energy demand is expected to grow by about 50% by 2040. The Republic of Congo's rich mineral resources and hydroelectric potential are significant for meeting the energy and the raw material needs of China, as well as the global market. Through cooperation, resources can be efficiently developed and utilized, but also protecting and restoring the environment.
Dr. Kinzonza, I'm going to ask you the same question. As with any long-term relationship, the partnership between China and the Republic of Congo faces its share of challenges, from economic disparities to global uncertainties. However, moving forward, in which areas do opportunities lie in favor of both parties? What's your observation?
Well, I think I can pinpoint at least five areas. Number one is energy. That we have been facing a lot of power failures, and this is not good for the industry. Then number two, the special economic zones. This has to be really put in perspective, because special economic zone, we are gaining in terms of employment and other things, but the most important is the transfer of technology. And this will take place within the special economic zones. And then number three, the financing. You can have a lot of projects, but if you don't have innovative financing mechanism, then you cannot move forward. Mostly in a situation where the country has been in the program with IMF for the last 30 years, and the idea is not to finance the growth, but only to finance the stabilization of the prices, controlling inflation. But now we need economic growth. Of course, agri-food, an area of importance, because as I said earlier, we import foodstuff at the value of more than $1 billion. So we have to bring down this figure. At the same time, also to understand that importing foodstuffs means that we are giving jobs outside the country, and this is not fair regarding our own people involved in agricultural. Not least, we have the infrastructure. Here too, China has been the number one in really making sure that we get first-class infrastructures. The only thing we can say here is that we should make sure that the transfer of technology also will take place, because there is no need of getting a road built by 4,000 people, and out of the 5,000, half of them are coming from China. Then it's not because according to the standard, it should be 10% only on supervision.
Still on you, Dr. Kinzonza, the FOCAC summit is to be held later this year in Beijing. Moving forward, what issues can we expect the Republic of Congo and Central Africa to bring to the table?
Well, it depends on the countries. Basically, those Central African countries are facing what I can call a fundamental issue, which is the issue of industrialization. Because with industrialization, we can increase the value added of our products and get more foreign exchange when we are going to export. So industrialization will be the key issue. Because if you say industrialization, you should come up with the projects in line with industrialization. And then number two, how to finance those projects outside the constraints of IMF. Because IMF is clear, during the program they are implementing, the country should not add debt and any more debt. So in such a situation, we don't see how those projects can be financed. So we have to look for alternatives, and this is where some innovative ideas will come in. Like, for example, in the world now, we have many countries or many organizations, private organizations, which are using digital currencies in order to overcome the issue of debt. Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Lee, as the new edition of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation will be held in Beijing this year, how best can China take the opportunity of this platform to closely align Chinese modernization with the peaceful development of Congo and Central Africa?
At this year's Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, which will be held in Beijing, China has a unique opportunity to closely align its modernization experience with peaceful development of the Republic of Congo and Central Africa. To maximize the use of this platform, China can deepen cooperation through the following strategies. First one, promoting economic cooperation. There are broad areas of economic cooperation between China, the Republic of Congo, and Central Africa, including trade, investment, infrastructure construction. Using the Forum platform, cooperation in emerging fields such as new energy, digital economy, and the green low-carbon development can be further strengthened to promote mutual development. Secondly, from the supporting peace and security, given the security challenges faced by the Republic of Congo and also Central Africa, China can propose specific cooperation plans to support peace building and conflict prevention in this region. By providing peace training, security cooperation, and multilateral cooperation within the framework of the United Nations and regional organizations, China can play an active role in international and regional security affairs. Thirdly, promoting cultural exchanges. Cultural exchanges and educational cooperation are important ways to enhance mutual understanding and friendship. China can use this platform to expand student exchange programs, cultural exchange activities, and scientific research cooperation, especially in public health, environmental protection, and the cultural heritage protection.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for today's discussion. Many thanks to Dr. Lee and Dr. Kinzonza. Listeners, send us an email on radio@cgtn.com. Would love to hear your feedback. Till next time, goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others. Post it on social media or leave a rating and review. Thanks again. See you next time.